We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Dave Leventhal, senior Washington correspondent for Business Insider, joining us live. We are 1 week out, Dave, and the final sprint is on. If you think election news is coming at a frantic pace, just wait, right? Or take a deep breath.
Just wait. And the president has only tweeted or retweeted things about 30 times and counting this morning, so that should be a pretty good indication of what's going on at the White House, about 4 miles from where I'm at, Susan, at this very moment. But last night was definitely a huge moment for the Trump campaign, something that wasn't political at its face, but absolutely has political undertones and overtones in every major way, and that was the ultimate confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. This is something that the president had been hoping for weeks, and something that the Trump campaign is definitely hoping will be a motivating factor, not only for people who are supportive of Donald Trump, but people who might be on the fence as to whether they're going to vote or not. I mean, there are so few people left in this country right now who in a material way are deciding between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. It's really coming down to whether people are going to cast their ballot or show up on election day if they don't early vote to ultimately go to the polls. And it's a get out to vote effort on both sides like you wouldn't believe it right now.
Yeah, one like we've never really seen before. I mean, you can't turn around without somebody telling you to vote on or before Election Day. You know, you talked about the early voting that's going on. I mean, here in Erie County, by the time we reach Election Day, over half of the votes may have already been in between the absentee ballot ballots and the early voting that's been going on for the past few days and will continue through Sunday. I mean, does that kind of make this seem like almost a dud leading up to Election Day? You know, normally it's the wait, then everyone's out to vote, and, you know, we're kind of used to that way of going on. But now it might seem like, I don't know, things, if the votes were to actually be counted, things might have even been decided before we reach Tuesday.
Without question. And I would encourage people to think of next week not as the week when Election Day is taking place, but the week when Election Week is taking place, because of all those early votes, because of the ballots that are cast by mail or dropped off at a drop box, or people who are early voting by physically going to the polls, coupled with the people who will be voting on Election Day. We've got several different streams of voting and balloting that's taking place, and they all have to be counted. And for those early votes, particularly those that are being sent in by mail or dropped off at drop boxes, they're not getting counted now. They're going to get counted on Election Day with all the other ballots there. So it's going to take some time. And in a state like New York for the presidential race, you're going to know who's going to win on election night because Joe Biden is going to win New York State. That's a foregone conclusion. But there are so many states across the country where that will not be a foregone conclusion. Florida and Ohio and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Arizona, maybe even Texas, these states that are incredibly close, they're swing states, and it may be, 4 or 5 percentage points or even 1 percentage point or 0.5 percentage point that's going to decide these races. And all of those early votes, all those mail-in ballots, they're really going to count for something in a way that it wouldn't in a state like New York, which is going to go Biden, or, a state that's completely pro-Donald Trump, like Wyoming or, any of about 20 others. So it's those swing states that everyone really needs to pay close attention to and have patience with, because we're not going to know on election night.
Yeah. How strange will it be, do you think, when we go through election night, if there's not a clear victory for someone, or even the next day, and we're waiting possibly weeks?
Yeah, it'll be very strange for a lot of people who are used to instant gratification and they expect that they get to know who the next president is going to be, or for that matter, the next senator in their state or House of Representatives, congressional representative. But for anyone who was around and paying attention to the 2000 election, it's a possibility that this is going to be more an analog of that situation than something that we saw, say, in 2016 or 2012, when we had Bush v. Gore, and that lasted for weeks before we ultimately knew who a winner is. That's not to say that there's going to be a replay of that, but in terms of the timing, that's entirely possible that it is going to be an extended period of time. As Rick Jenner might say, we are going to overtime. There's going to be a lot of it.
Yeah, and that's just the presidential race, right? I mean, deciding who is going to gain control of the House, or, you know, especially looking at the Senate, which is maybe a more of a toss-up than the House is right now, with each state having different rules as far as counting a lot of these absentee ballots, depending on what state it is and what seat we're talking about. I mean, that's a major issue that could take even longer than deciding the presidential race.
Right. And people have to remember, too, that all of the 50 states have different systems. A system that you might be used to in New York State may look wildly different and does look wildly different than the systems in other states. So a whole bunch of different rules, whole bunch of different regulations, and potentially different solutions, legally speaking, if there are anomalies in different states or legal challenges, which we fully expect that there will be in certain jurisdictions across the country. So yes, we may also not know the balance of the U.S. Senate for a while. Donald Trump says that he thinks Republicans are going to win the House. That's going to be a very, very tough chore for Republicans just because of the numbers. But yes, there are going to be tight races there too. So yeah, it's a smorgasbord of different wackiness that we're going to have legally and otherwise in the days after Election Day, which is quite possibly going to prevent us from knowing other different key, important, decisive races all across the country.
Is this really Trump versus Biden, do you think? Or is it a referendum on President Trump, people either voting for him or against him?
I think at this point you can fairly say, and I've talked to plenty of Democrats who would say the same thing and have said the same thing, that sure, they like to think of it in terms of Joe Biden versus Donald Trump, but this is a referendum about Donald Trump. And it kind of goes back to the old adage, are we better off today than we were 4 years ago? And I think a lot of people, as they make their decisions, are keeping that very closely in mind. And the parties, too, especially the Democratic Party, is trying to make that case constantly that, hey, are we better off 4 years ago than we are today? In casting that in the context of Donald Trump. So you're going to definitely expect to hear a lot more of that. But the president, too, I think, and this goes back to Amy Coney Barrett going to the Supreme Court, does have a very strong case to make that, hey, under a Joe Biden, you wouldn't have Amy Coney Barrett going to the Supreme Court. Only I, Donald Trump, and only we, the Republicans, can deliver on something like that. So in the last 7 days of the election, that is a powerful thing that you should expect to hear a lot about from the Trump campaign in those 7 days.
Hey, Dave, always appreciate the time and can't wait to talk and see what we're talking about next week. That's Dave Leventhal, Senior Washington Correspondent for Business Insider.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.